All right. All right. This is a video I really didn't want to make. Oh God. I've got a lot of emotion at the moment. Primarily anger, but there's also a lot of fear. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've been making a really big effort on my videos recently to make sure that the content is coming really efficiently to you, that there's no padding or extras, or I'm toning down my rants so I don't go off topic. I am respectful of your time. I understand that I'm not the only channel that you watch, that there's other channels that you want to watch. You've got other stuff to do. You've got your own life. And so you don't necessarily want to see me take a 5-minute topic and stretch it into 20 minutes. I understand that. I respect that. I'm exactly the same way. So I've been trying really, really hard to make sure that I don't do videos longer than necessary. And now I'm giving you a video that's just going to be an unedited rant, but I don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated. I'm here. I'm working. I'm editing up like a new video for you guys. I'm writing a new script. I'm trying to help people. I get all these emails from people telling me how valuable my content is and how much they're learning from it. And it inspires me to keep going and to make more stuff. And then I log onto YouTube and I see I've got 3 videos ready to be released over the coming week. Like, I've worked really hard to try and get on top of things for once. And they're just blanket demonetized. And I look back through my other videos and it's just demonetized, demonetized, demonetized. As far as I can tell, the only videos that have remained monetized have been the ones that I've already asked for them to manually review. I've checked the community guidelines. I've been on a one-on-one chat with YouTube. Evidently, if you've got a big enough channel, you can get one-on-one chats. But I mean, I was getting fairly generic answers. They're going to look into it, but it doesn't seem like it's anything different other than the review process. Right now, I'm looking from like zero money. Like, the channel is just not going to be monetized and I'm not going to have any money come in. And I've spent 2 years building this channel, building this audience, building trust with you guys, building a business model where I'm actually semi-employing independent contractors around the world to contribute to this channel, because I know you guys like the interviews, the street interviews with people. And I've done all that based on projected earnings. You know, I've invested in new equipment. I have finally managed, you know, I live very frugally, but I'm managing to support myself. And for the platform that I'm on to just rip the rug out from under me is so frustrating. It is just infuriating. What can I do? If you just tell me, because you have the rules right there, the community guidelines, and I'm like, cool, I can't do any of those things. I won't. And then demonetized, just gone. Now, I know that this has to be connected in some way to the Steven Crowder Vox situation. And I followed that really closely because I thought this is going to be danger for everybody. This is not good. And here are the consequences. Channels that aren't even political. My channel is not even remotely connected to what's going on there. There's nothing that I talk about that's meant to promote hate. I don't hate anybody. I talk about evolutionary psychology and I educate people about gender differences so that everyone can be happier, so that everybody can have fulfilling relationships. I'm trying to help people. What is controversial or demonetization worthy about what I'm doing? I'm starting to rant. I'm just so angry. And I know that anger is a secondary emotion, but it's all I can feel at the moment because that's my protection mechanism. Because if I really allowed myself to stop and feel what I'm actually feeling, it's probably fear. It's terror that suddenly what I thought was going to be building towards something that's going to be able to support me, that I can rely upon, for no fault of my own, is just going to be taken away from me. And dealing with that level of uncertainty, that lack of control over my own life, is a terrifying prospect. And you just think, what can you do? But look, if I am feeling scared, I can't feel it at the moment. Right now, I'm just feeling angry. So, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a similar situation where there's no reward for the work that you're doing And then where's the motivation for me going to be able to come from? I won't be able to continue to do this. I'll need to go out and get a job. My God, I need to live. I need to eat. I need to be able to afford this extremely cheap accommodation that I'm renting. But on $0 coming in from YouTube, I won't be able to do that. And, you know, I really thought, you know, as you've probably seen, my views have been way up. The engagement, the positivity that's coming back to the channel has been really, really positive. And I felt really good about the fact that I was no longer begging people for stuff. You know, I stopped mentioning in the videos my Patreon. I stopped asking people to like, comment, and subscribe. I just thought, no, these are useless filler seconds that just pad out the video, that waste people's time. People know that I want you to donate to my Patreon. You know that I want you to like, comment, and subscribe. It all helps the channel. And you don't need to hear me every single video go on and on about it. So for 3 months or whatever, I've just cut that out and I didn't plan on going back to it. And it felt good to be able to do that because the channel was doing well enough with the monetization with Google AdSense that I didn't need to be pushing my Patreon. I didn't need to be advertising anything. I get a bunch of requests from people who want to sponsor the channel. I've got like ones from some Japanese like calling up people app, some mobile game, some Alexa like voice activated thing. I don't understand. They don't look particularly good to me. And so I think, no, I'm not going to waste my audience's time pushing products on them to try and make some extra cash because I've got enough. I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to sacrifice my credibility to push something that I don't absolutely love. And it just, I know that the universe is just blind and neutral and doesn't really care and we're all insignificant, la la la, but it just feels so unfair that this can be the consequence after having done nothing wrong. I don't know. I think I should have taken a few moments to actually gather my thoughts before I just started talking at the camera. But this is what's going on. This is why there's not a real video. I have a real video ready to go, but it's sitting there demonetized. I'm sorry, I just don't want to release it. I understand you guys probably want to see it. It's a really good video. It's the 5 reasons why women are going to choose bad boys over nice guys. I worked really hard on it. I did research. It's got clips of like 4, 5, 6 different girls all interspliced. It took a lot of time and energy to create that. It's a really, really good video and I want to show you guys, but there's just nothing coming back to me if everything's demonetized and that sucks. And so, I mean, you know where this is going and I hate myself for having to bring it up, but I need more support from you guys. I love that you're watching. I love that you're commenting. I love that you're giving me kind words, but the Patreon, I have to start plugging it again. I have to start pushing it. And this, I just think we might've reached the end of the ability for us as consumers to start accepting things for free. I know I have. I support like 8 different things online at the moment. And you know, fast forward, like go back like 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, the idea of paying for things online just didn't seem within my understanding of reality. I was like, no, online is where you get free stuff. But for whatever reason, anything that's remotely, you know, nuanced or whatever, it just seems to be caught up in this sweeping net of controversy and demonetization and culture war, which I've tried so hard to avoid. So look, maybe you're one of those people that the moment that you sense me talking about Patreon or needing your support, you've just clicked out of that video. You're just like, I'm not supporting this guy, whatever. Look, maybe you're a casual watcher. Maybe you don't watch that many of my videos, in which case I'm not talking to you. But look, if you are a core audience member, like when I put out a video, you click on it, you watch it, you're interested. I need your support. I don't think that it's safe to rely on monetization anymore. I don't want to continue to invest into something if the potential for it to just be ripped away from me with no explanation or no justification is going to be like that. So where's the motivation for me to continue with the channel going to be from? Well, it's going to be from the positivity I get from you guys, undoubtedly, but it just needs to be more, unfortunately. And I'm really, really sorry to ask, but I'm going to need some financial support. I've been putting more effort into Patreon. I'm now releasing exclusive content. When people write to me asking advice, I now record audio of me giving advice and I put that up on Patreon. So it's actually specific nuanced advice of people who need help in their relationships, their dating lives, their professional lives, whatever it may be. That's all available to you. I post there every single day. I've been working hard on the Patreon and I've reduced the price. Now it's just $5. So please, please try and turn this day around for me. I'm feeling terrible at the moment. I'm feeling angry and frustrated, and I'm angry that I even have to make this video and waste your time with this stuff. I don't want to be talking about this. I don't want you to feel sorry for me or have to be concerned about what I'm doing. Me as a person should be completely out of your mind. You should just be thinking about the ideas, just thinking about women and evolutionary psychology and all that stuff that we talk about. That's where I want your mind to focus on. But in order to do that, unfortunately, I can't be the only person to bear the burden of this demonetization stuff that's rolling through YouTube. Unfortunately, the consumer, you guys are going to have to get involved. Now, maybe you're already supporting a couple of channels and you're not so interested in my content specifically, then I'm not talking to you. But I would say that if I'm in one of your top 5 or 10 channels that you regularly watch to, like I'm a significant part of your entertainment, then I am going to ask you, please, can you donate a small amount of money? In order to access the content, it's $5 on Patreon, but even just a couple of dollars, just some kind of token gesture even, to show me that there are people out there who are appreciating my work to the degree that they're actually willing to give some of their money towards me. I consider it, you know, if you haven't donated so now, you've got 150 videos in my back catalog. That's all stuff that you've basically been able to consume for free. And I don't blame you. I consume a bunch of stuff for free on YouTube and I don't give anything back. But now sitting in my position, and there are some YouTubers that I do donate to, but now in my position, I'm asking that. I'm so angry. Please save my day. Put me in a better mood. Vote with your wallets. I don't know what to say. Please, please, please donate to my Patreon.